This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city's been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. The disclosure of a second whistleblower is threatening to undermine President Trump's argument that the original whistleblower complaint was improperly filed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president and his allies have said that first complaint was largely based on secondhand information. But the attorney for the whistleblower now says a second person, who also works in intelligence, has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has firsthand knowledge that supports the original whistleblower. Meantime, President Trump's backers are having trouble saying he didn't cross the line in calling for China to investigate Joe Biden.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on ABC's This Week, where Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said the president has justified the House impeachment inquiry himself.
The president's own words in the public domain have indicated that he doesn't think there's any problem with soliciting foreign interference.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Citizens of Kosovo voted for a new parliament today amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia. The dialogue's aimed at normalizing ties with Serbia, from which Kosovo won its independence in 2008. VOA News. Iraq's Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is underway to determine the source of live fire that killed many of the more than 100 people who've died during 6 days of unrest in the country. 8 security force members have also been killed during anti-government demonstrations. North Korea has angrily walked away from working-level nuclear talks with the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
The first substantive nuclear negotiations in months between North Korea and the U.S. broke down after just 1 day in Stockholm, Sweden. North Korea's top nuclear envoy, Kim Myung-gil, says the talks failed because the U.S. would not abandon its old approach. The U.S. quickly disputed that characterization, saying the 8.5-hour talks went good, and that the U.S. brought creative ideas. The breakdown raises the possibility North Korea will intensify its provocations days after testing a new medium-range ballistic missile. But the North's decision could also amount to a negotiating tactic meant to raise pressure on Washington. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Portugal's Prime Minister Antonio Costa looks set for victory in the country's election, though he will likely need the support of other parties. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Portugal's centre-left socialists are expected to hold on to power and win more seats in parliament as voters head to the polls on Sunday. But the question is, who will help prop up Prime Minister Antonio Costa's government? After 4 years of economic growth, opinion polls suggest the socialists will win the election with between 36.5% and 38.8% of the vote. That means Costa will have little option but to ask other parties for support. When he took power in 2015, Costa won the parliamentary support of 2 far-left Eurosceptic parties. 4 years on, and the love affair has waned, with the hard left demanding more public spending and accusing Costa of veering to the right.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Police have blocked a march by thousands of people in the Pakistani-controlled Kashmir region who wanted to move toward the highly militarized line of control that divides the territory between Pakistan and India. The marchers are protesting the lockdown in Indian-administered Kashmir. India imposed a strict curfew on August 5th after stripping Indian-controlled Kashmir of its statehood. A group of 11 key Taliban prisoners is reported to have been released from the U.S.-run Bagram military base in Afghanistan in exchange for 3 Indian hostages. Taliban sources said Sunday the swap took place in the northern province of Baghlan, and 2 former Taliban provincial governors are among those freed. The U.S. government or Afghan government have not commented. Marissa Melton, VOA News.